joined by two wonderful, wonderful musicians in studio. We have Siobhan Shields and we've got Jolie McLaughlin, and they're both here to play some music under the name of Great White Lies. They played the Revelry yesterday in Letterkenny in the Voodoo Vintage Room. And Siobhan, good morning to you.
Morning, Donal.
A good gig last night?
Yeah, it was a great gig last night. It was good crack, lovely crowd, and yeah, we enjoyed ourselves. It was lovely.
Yeah. Now, we have two of you in studio this morning, but when the whole ensemble of Great White Lies is together, it is substantially bigger.
Yes, yeah. There's usually six of us.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a tour, and it was Dublin on Thursday, Letterkenny last night, and then Strabane tonight, and yeah, there's more dates on either side of that, so... Julian was the only one I could twist the arm of to come in this morning.
Yeah. In terms of the music you make, you've been compared to so many people. The name of Regina Spektor is one that jumps out. You know, there's others as well. But it's elements of folk, elements of jazz, elements of funk. There's an awful lot to what you do.
Yeah, I've always found it very hard to select a genre. But yeah, I like the Regina Spektor.
Yeah.
Some people have said Prince. Other people, did you see last week they were on about Portishead?
I must confess. Whenever I think I've seen you a couple of times, yeah. I'm sorry. I see many people in you. Beth Gibbons is not one of them, to be absolutely honest. I think you are slightly more upfront and up for it than Beth Gibbons is now.
Okay.
Certainly in public. I mean, your persona is nowhere like Beth's, and I don't think the music is as reflective either.
Yeah.
There is a lot more oomph to Great White Lies than there is to Portishead now, in fairness.
Okay, cool. I'll take that.
That's what I would have thought. I tell you what we can do is we can sit here and notionally talk about music, or we could play and sing some.
Yes.
Because as I say, we have Jolene, we have an amp, and we have a speaker, and we have microphones, and we have Siobhan, and do you know what I'm going to do? I think what I might do is I might shut up and I might let them do the business. Great White Lies. Cool. Would you just introduce what you're going to sing?
Yeah, this Humble Pancake. To the shiny, happy bubble of pure energy, forever optimistic and full of good cheer, thoughtful, creative, a mission for life, to give each day the best you can, homage the small of might, adversity calls and fails, past adventures spur the new.
Thank you.
also time for a lucky few. Sleight of hand, fussful of face. Who will make the temple today? The awful nature and once the sun was the thorn in the elder's side. She pushes back the chair. The sun rushes in. Of you, sleeping soldiers soon will fall. You will break through. Keep knocking, keep laughing. The elixir of you. Keep knocking, keep laughing. The elixir of you.
Was good. I really, really like that one. It's lovely actually to hear just the two of you together because it is that stripped down sound.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I heard Portishead in that.
As soon
as I listened for it. No, I think it could be there was a sort of a the keyboard piece where that sort of plink, 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 plink was almost sort of, you know, plus it was quite reflective. Plus when you don't have the percussion and you don't have the rest of the band. But I did actually. It's funny. As soon as, I wouldn't have said Portishead. And then as soon as I started listening for it, suddenly, oh, actually, yeah, I can see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily, you know, it wouldn't be the predominant. The Regina Spektor, I think, is probably, it's a good touch point because the thing about Spektor is she's a very unique musician.
Yes.
And you aren't talking, when you talk about Regina Spektor, you're talking about an attitude, you're talking about a persona, you aren't just talking about a musical style. And I think in terms of Spektor, the attitude is perhaps the most important thing because she plows her own furrow, she does her own thing, she doesn't follow anyone in particular, and
yeah,
she's a very innovative and a very fresh musician, wonderful musician, and a wonderful sort of an innovator as well, and I think that's what you're trying to do yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
So you aren't sounding necessarily like Spektor, but you're certainly following the sort of path that she follows in terms of.
I must say, I was deeply into her for ages. I was like ferociously listening to everything that she did for a while. So yeah, it's probably some of it filters in.
Yeah, I've only seen her live once. I saw her live once in a tent at Oxygen several years ago.
Oh.
And that was an absolutely amazing, that was a wonderful, wonderful set.
Did she have a full band or just a couple of guys with her?
I think it was just two or three of them.
Yeah.
It was predominantly her and a keyboard.
Yes.
In fact, I think she may have been solo.
Oh, wow.
I think it may just have been Regina Spektor and a keyboard.
Cool.
I think that it may just have been her solo now that I think about it. I'm going about 05, 06, I think, but I think it was just her but it's certainly down in my memory as probably one of the top five or six sets I saw at Oxygen over the years.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much all of them until 2009, but that's another story. inevitably, the time is catching up on us, so we can either talk or we can sing again. Now, what I'm going to suggest is we'll very briefly plug Strabane tonight and then sing again, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah. We have a single out at the minute, so we could sing that for you.
Excellent.
Version
again. Because it's pretty good. I was actually listening to it on the SoundCloud there during the week. So this is, I've just Sunday Secret. No, it's not Sunday
Shapes.
Shapes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I got the Sunday.
You did. Yeah.
a quick memo to self: do your research before opening your mouth, Kavanagh. Come on. Okay. This is Siobhan and Jolene. Great, great white lies. Stripped down, and this is Sunday Shapes, the current single.
Peace. my God, what are these shiny things?
Shiny, 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 shiny.
But I move around and I can't ever touch the ground. Yeah, move around and I can't ever touch the ground. Oh, Sunday shapes and mental breaks. Careful the void and precipice. Terrible cats and dirty rats. This time is out of joint. Could I be that fantastic psychopath?
That was amazing. That was Great White Lies. Siobhan Shields and Jolie McLaughlin, just 2/6, or perhaps 1/3 might be a better way of putting it, of Great White Lies. Gig in Strabane tonight?
Yeah, we're playing in the Alley tonight as part of Sounds Like Summer. And yeah, then we're in Carn then on the 4th of August, and then Carnstock, mm-hmm. 18th and 19th of August, and then back down in Dublin again on the 28th. In the international.
That's really
bar.
Good. And yeah. Sunday Shapes, the single, it's available online, iTunes, etc. Yeah. All the usual.
All the places, yeah.
Usual places.
And the video's amazing. Go. It
is actually. I kind of tested that because I have actually watched it. And it's a little unsettling, perhaps, in places, but none the worse for that. Siobhan and Jolene, that was absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much,
all the best with the rest of the tour.